Hello, Scotty Reed here with a Black Talk Radio news report and commentary. And I want to take a look at this story that came out a couple of days ago. I saw the tweet kind of late. So apparently Roseanne Barr is backtracking, apparently on her apology for comparing Valerie Jarrett, a black woman, to an ape, which is everybody should know if they're being honest and if they're well read of the historical use of comparing black people to monkeys, chimps, and apes in America, and not just in America, but you know, in other parts of the world too, as Americans spread their racism and what have you. You know, I remember when I was in the military, guys telling me that some of them white soldiers would tell Koreans and other Asians, like Japanese, hey, don't mess with them black guys. They grow tails like monkeys after midnight, and you know, just practicing racism. So anyway, most people have heard about Roseanne Barr's racist comments about Valerie Jarrett, and this is not in any way to defend Valerie Jarrett as a person, because her politics are horrible. And I also have read that she's a Chicago slumlord and what have you. But when you attack one black person using racist tropes like comparing them to monkeys, you attacking all black people, as Malcolm X would say. So she apologized for her comments after ABC canceled her show, which is meant to appeal to working class whites. And I guess, you know, Donald Trump was also appealing to working class whites, but also blowing those racist dog whistles, because historically, working class whites have always practiced racism and what have you. So anyway, why do I say she's backtracking on her apology? Because now she's trying to now say that what she said wasn't racist. So let's take a look at this tweet. She says that Rod Serling wrote Planet of the Apes. It was about anti-Semitism. That is what my tweet referred to. The anti-Semitism of the Iran deal. Low IQ people can think whatever they want. So, you know, here this person who I would question her intelligence is insulting people because they looked at her racist tweet in a historical context, especially here in America. But listen, Rod Serling did not write Planet of the Apes. I looked this up, you know, and if anybody has a low IQ or are intellectually lazy, it's the people who agree with Roseanne in that thread that, oh, what she said was about wasn't racism. Planet of the Apes is about anti-Semitism. Look, Rod Serling did not write Planet of the Apes. That book was written by Pierre Boulle, all right, a Frenchman. Again, his name is Pierre Boulle. He wrote that in 1963. Now, Rod Serling, let me reload this page. Rod Serling actually wrote screenplays based on the book. He did not write the book, Roseanne. He did not write it, okay? He wrote screenplays to adapt the book to television. I read in this article, he wrote as many as 40 different screenplays, and those screenplays were used as a template for the later movies, okay? But she also said, let's go back and we can go ahead and close that. She also claims that it was about anti-Semitism. No, the Planet of the Apes was not about a religion and persecuting people based on their religion. All right, Planet of the Apes, as you can see down here, it says Planet of the Apes has received particular attention among film critics for its treatment of racial issues. Cinema and cultural analysts have also explored its Cold War and animal rights themes. The series has influenced subsequent films, media, and art, as well as popular culture and political discourse. Okay, Also, I would throw in there, the Planet of the Apes was about classism as well as Among the Apes. As I tweeted at, you know, Roseanne Barr, the apes practiced classism among themselves. The gorillas were all either, you know, law enforcement or military. The chimpanzees were the scientists, and the orangutans were the politicians. So that's like a predetermined area that you would work in based on whether you was a gorilla, a chimpanzee, or orangutan. That's like classism, okay? And it was also about slavery. I don't know if that's what they meant by racial issues, but it was also about slavery. This society of apes practicing classism among each other, also practicing slavery against the humans. So, you know, Roseanne has probably always been racist and has just been codified in her racism and able to hide it from her co-workers. As you know, Wanda Sykes, a black woman, was also the producer and a writer for the reboot of Roseanne. And, you know, she announced that she was quitting before they even canceled it. She said, hey, I can't work with this racist woman no more. And I'm paraphrasing what she said. So, you know, here is Roseanne Barr, as typical of codified racists when they're caught being uncodified, trying to then walk back their comments and then just be in denial. Oh, it wasn't racist. It was about anti-Semitism. And Rod Serling wrote it. And no, he didn't. Pierre Boulle wrote it, and it was about classism, and it was about slavery and, you know, animal rights themes, as, you know, people talk about how animals are used as labor and what have you. So anyway, that's all I have to say about this. I thought Roseanne was getting off Twitter. She needs to. All right. So anyway, she is getting her just desserts and is being rightly ridiculed as a racist on the social media platforms. All right. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News report and commentary. Please support independent media. Make a donation to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project, which manages Black Talk Radio Network. Peace.